Cross River Court award 1 million naira damage against Nigerian Air Force over magistrate human rights violation by Cross River Watch admin. The Federal High Court of Nigeria, sitting in Calabar Court 2 and presided over by Justice Rosemary Bugbo, has awarded damages of 1 million naira only against the Nigerian Air Force over alleged case of human rights violation. The applicant in the case, Eno Eyamba Esquire, who is a serving magistrate in the Cross River State Judiciary, had dragged the Nigerian Air Force to court, alleging violation of his fundamental rights. The case, which was filed on Tuesday, 17th August 2021, in suit number FHC/CA/FHR/63/2021, named the Nigerian Air Force and the Chief of Air Staff as first and second respondent respectively. Also, Airman Mbu and Airman Gala, both from the 305 Special Mobility Group, Nigerian Air Force, Calabar, were named as the third and fourth respondent respectively. According to the case process made available to Cross River Watch, the case of the applicant is that on the fateful evening of Friday, 19th March 2021, at about 8:30 p.m., he invited his personal physician to his home at Esentan, Calabar, to help attend to a medical emergency involving his wife. The applicant's wife was said to have suffered from diarrhea leading to dehydration and general bodily weakness. After stabilizing the situation, all effort by the doctor to secure a boat drive and online transport service back to his home were unsuccessful. This compelled the applicant to offer to drop the doctor at his satellite town residence. At about 10:30 p.m. when the applicant drove alongside his doctor and got to a military checkpoint at Unica Hotel Road by Victory Way Junction, personnel and agents of the respondent from the 305 Special Mobility Group, Nigerian Air Force, arrested, detained, tortured, dehumanized and brutalized the applicant by making him to roll on bare ground, slapped him severally and in the process perforated his eardrums, thereby causing him some hearing impairment. That the personnel rebuked all explanation from the doctor to the effect that he was returning from a medical emergency. Again, this is notwithstanding that the applicant properly identified himself as a serving magistrate and showed his identity card, a situation that further infuriated the personnel even as he drove on his official government plate number. The personnel alleged that the applicant was stubborn for driving during purported curfew hours. The applicant was later admitted as an outdoor patient at the University of Calabar Teaching Hospital, UTCH, where he received medical examination and treatment for about 2 weeks at ENT clinic and ophthalmology clinic. It is also the case of the applicant that following the unwarranted brutality and dehumanization of his person by the respondent and their agent, he consulted his solicitor, who promptly wrote to the respondent on Monday, 22nd March 2021, asking that the personnel involved be disciplined and brought to book. Upon receipt of the complaint, the respondent reached out to the applicant via phone call from their head of legal unit, 305 Special Mobility Group, Nigerian Air Force Calabar, to the applicant's solicitor, whereby a meeting was scheduled. At the said meeting, which was held on Monday, 19th April 2021 at about 4 p.m., the respondent persuaded the applicant from pressing any charges against them and promised to take necessary disciplinary measures against their identified personnel and communicate the same in writing to the applicant as well as bear the cost of his medical expenses, but that no action whatsoever was taken by the respondent. Instead, they became bent on shielding and covering up the said erring personnel. The applicant therefore sought several reliefs from the court, delivering judgment in the case on Friday, 1st July 2022. The court depreciated the actions of the respondent and stated that security agencies in Nigeria are enjoined by the law to protect and not abuse the rights of the citizens, that the actions of the respondent, which are not denied, are unfortunate and condemnable. The court proceeded to award general damages of 1 million naira only in favor of the applicant. Speaking with counsel for the applicant, James Ibo Esquire, he lamented the failure of the Honorable Judge to pronounce on other relief sought by the applicant, including special damages, medical expenses incurred, as well as the claim for written public apology as provided by law.
and noting that these are grave errors that may necessitate an appeal against the judgment. In a chat with the applicant, who was personally present in court, he stated that he was satisfied that justice has been served in the case. The main essence was to get justice and correct the rascality of the respondent, which is now becoming a common occurrence. I am, however, disappointed at the paltry sum awarded by the Honorable Court. I came to court this morning in high spirits, hoping to get a befitting birthday present from the court. But I'm disappointed because I doubt if the paltry sum could ever deter a further occurrence. I intend to meet with my lawyers to review this outcome, he stated. The respondent has yet to respond to the judgment as at press time. This is the voice of Patrick Obia.